بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Current world order will be replaced by a new order where US is isolated, Asia powerful, resistance front expanded. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of the Islamic Revolution during a meeting with students on Wednesday, November 2nd, 2022. This meeting was held on the occasion of National Students' Day and National Day of Fighting Against Global Arrogance, which are commemorated on the 13th of Aban, 4th of November. The Americans currently have bases in many different regions, including our region, in Europe, in Asia. They have populated military bases whose expenses are paid by taking money from the poor country in which the base is located. These countries are expected to cover the expenses while the Americans sit back and lord over them. This will be over soon. The United States will have to pack its bags and leave these different places in the world. This is the first main line of the basic lines that form the new order of the future world. The second basic line is the transfer of political, economic, cultural, and even scientific power from the West to Asia. Today, Western powers have political authority, scientific authority, cultural authority, and economic authority. They have many things. However, perhaps a more accurate interpretation would be to say they had these things, but are gradually losing them. But they had these for many years. The West acted like this for two or three centuries. In the new order, this state will be transferred from the West to Asia. Asia will become the center of knowledge, the center of economics, as well as the center of political power and the center of military power. And we are in Asia. That is the second point.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
The third basic line includes the expansion of the idea of resistance and the resistance front against coercion. The initiator of this is the Islamic Republic, because ever since the Industrial Revolution took place and the Europeans started advancing and colonizing other countries, they made the people and the countries of the world get used to the fact that submission and dominance are two inevitable corresponding parts of the world.
I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.